Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist, crusader patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, a Radio Free Redoubt production. And we're broadcasting from the heart of the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday.
Yes.
Well, it's always about Trump because the world loves him. The United States loves him. The only people that don't love him are the enemy, the maniacal communist usurpers of the whole globe at this point.
And they you know, if you don't like Trump, then just go suck on another lemon.
That's right.
And for the distraction of it, so you don't have to worry about it.
Right.
And you know, occasionally somebody in the Christian community will, "Why stop worshiping Trump?" Well, we don't worship Trump. We worship our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, Yeshua.
That's right. And we sure are glad for a president that stood up for the United States, for the conservative Christian Americans that adhere to the original ideals of this country and those that established it.
Yep.
And so,
and we understand also that the look, King David, and we've mentioned this before many times, King David was not perfect at all either. But the Lord used him, had
That's
a
right.
plan for him, and he loved his country. And remember the people that were dancing and shouting and singing, Saul has killed his thousands, but David has killed his tens of thousands.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sure there are some sourpusses there in the crowds that would stop worshiping King David, you know. But
right.
No, he was rightfully elected, and we're not going to forget that the election was stolen. It was a coup.
That's right.
And that's what part of this is about.
Exactly. We refuse to forget because, well, first of all, we are not that short. You know, our memories are not that short. We're not that stupid where we're going to be easily distracted when somebody shouts squirrel, you know. Oh, I forgot that the election was stolen because somebody pointed in a different direction at some other distraction.
But that's what's happening. That's what's happening in our culture. It's amazing how short people's memories are.
That's why we need to point that out.
We need to be reminded of it regularly so we don't forget about it.
Well, and that's, you know, that was something that we pointed out on our channel, was that you know, that's a huge, it's a demonic thing. And it's also a similar action to what magicians do when they purposely, that's how they perform all their magic tricks, is they take your eye off of what they're doing with one side of, you know, with one hand while they're doing something else in the other,
right,
so that they don't see how the trick is being done while you're looking away, you know. And so that is the same deception that magicians use. And
yes,
and so magicians, sorcerers, etc. And so that's how they fool you. And so it's important for people that have developed the love of the truth to not be distracted and to be able to stay on point and keep
right.
a focus on what is important, which is what we really try to focus on with this show.
Yes.
Is to just, you know, cut away all of the meaningless, useless distractions. And there's a bazillion of them.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, especially if you get on to things like Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or, heaven forbid, TikTok, right? Yeah. And so we purposely don't get on to those things because that is nothing but distraction central. And talk about take away your focus from what is important. And so we try to avoid those at all costs. I mean, there have been a few different times when we have referred to things that were posted on our channel from Twitter or from TikTok, but we refuse to go there ourselves just because of that reason.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get the true American focus on any of those media platforms.
Well, and what you were describing just a few moments ago is called a sleight of hand, what magicians use. And the globalists, the God haters, the anti-American people are, they have it mastered. The communists have the sleight of hand mastered.
Right.
And, you know, they hate the truth. They have their minions hating the truth. And when you speak the truth, they attack you.
Yes.
You know, we've seen
and
this.
And that's a tactic.
Yes.
That's actually part of the liar's tactic.
Absolutely. We saw it with COVID. We saw it with the clot shots, jabs, with Ukraine, with the stolen election. I mean, right on down the line. I mean, and it's coming. Such an increased staccato now that the tempo is just makes your head swim.
Yep.
How fast the deception is coming from multiple different directions now.
That's right.
It requires an incredible amount of discernment and a love for the truth for the day and age that we're living in. And what a blessing, actually, really, to be living in the end times.
You know, I think probably the biggest sleight of hand that we're seeing at this time is the most obvious one, is the election fraud. They want everybody looking at everything except that. They know that is the number one weapon they have against the whole world.
Absolutely.
It is. It's worse. It's almost worse than a nuclear bomb because you don't get any opposition to it. You don't get anything as long as you lie and tell people that they have a vote when in fact it's the biggest game in town as to who pushes the button.
Right.
Gets to pick who wins.
Yeah. It's odorless. It's colorless. You can't see it. You can't smell
it. That's right.
And it's deadly and it's there.
And people will defend it. People will I think it's like a pride thing for people that defend the fact that they're going to continue to use electronic voting machines, right? They'll defend it and say,
right.
oh, it's not that, you know, that's not what is going on. You know, it's almost like they're embarrassed or ashamed that they've been hoodwinked now for 23 years in a row. And so they'll actually even defend this biggest deception.
And look how successful the slipstream legacy media has been with this continuous drumming of the eye-rolling response when you bring up the electronic voting machines.
Right.
It has even affected the Christian patriot community.
Yep.
When you mention electronic voting machines and voter fraud, they themselves have been trapped into rolling their eyes and changing the subject because they don't want to talk about it because it's kind of one of those way out there fringe things to believe in.
Right, because they're following the mainstream.
Right.
They're following the Broadway, you know, the Broadway that leads to destruction.
Yeah.
Right.
Tighten things up, patriots.
Yeah, come on now. Come on now. Leaders are the ones that step away from all of those type of people and go the opposite direction.
That's right. And if you're not a leader, then follow well.
Yeah, at least pick the right people to follow.
Pick the right people to follow that aren't going to take you off a cliff.
No kidding.
All right. Well, on this fine Trump Tuesday, we've got...
Oh, do you want me to do?
Oh, that was awesome.
Okay.
I'm glad we're recording
this. See, this is why I don't do the sound effects.
Do was...
Well, you know, there you have it.
I love it. That was great.
Well, I can't, you know, we can't have our sound effects lacking, right?
No, we got to have them. Got to have them. So,
well, and so, you know, interesting thing being that it's Trump Tuesday. There we go. We had Trump, as we talked about yesterday, we had Trump attending the college football game between South Carolina and Clemson. And he got this hero's welcome from William Bryce Stadium. And at the same time, I mean, I've got this thing here that describes the tale of two presidents, right?
Yes.
They compared that hero's welcome to the reception Joe Biden got when he was on the streets of Nantucket. Apparently, Biden got booed and heckled on the streets of Nantucket as protesters are forced to be kept away from him after interrupting his earlier shopping trip. So he's just walking in public and people are booing him and they're blocking him and tons of people are protesting him. Meanwhile, Trump is out there, you know, in a stadium of 100,000 people that can't stop filming him and smiling and chanting USA, USA, you know, so quite the interesting contrast.
Yep. Trump has to just merely walk into a stadium, wave, and he's got 100,000 votes.
Yep.
That's it. No campaigning necessary. Just show up, wave, smile, walk out.
That's
right. You've got all their votes.
And those of you that love the truth, like we all do, that's the truth right there.
Yep.
I mean, there you can lie all you want. It's the fruits that prove it, you know, that prove what the truth actually is.
That's right. Well, speaking of truth, we've got the word of the day today. And this one you had actually selected yesterday.
Yep.
On the heels of our random turning, but we're still in the book of Numbers.
That's right. Yeah, because I looked forward and I've read this before, but it's so striking and it's so unusual that I thought I'd just bring it up because, you know, we don't always just focus on, in fact, we rarely just focus on all the most common things that you're going to hear in church.
That's true.
But it's all biblical, you know, so why miss out? If it's in the Bible, why miss out on this stuff?
Yes.
This all describes the character of God and his interaction with man. And so it's there for a reason.
Yes.
Okay. So this one is quite interesting. It is Numbers chapter 5, verses 11 through 31, which reads under the title, Concerning Unfaithful Wives.
Oh.
Okay. And so it reads, And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, If any man's wife goes astray and behaves unfaithfully toward him, and a man lies with her carnally, and it is hidden from the eyes of her husband, and it is concealed that she has defiled herself, and there is no witness against her, nor was she caught. If the spirit of jealousy comes upon him, and he becomes jealous of his wife who has defiled herself, or if the spirit of jealousy comes upon him, and he becomes jealous of his wife, although she has not defiled herself, then the man shall bring his wife to the priest. He shall bring the offering required for her, 1/10 of an ephah of barley meal. He shall pour no oil on it and put no frankincense on it, because it is a grain offering of jealousy, an offering for remembering, for bringing iniquity to remembrance. And the priest shall bring her near and set her before the Lord. The priest shall take holy water in an earthen vessel and take some of the dust that is on the floor of the tabernacle and put it into the water. Then the priest shall stand the woman before the Lord, uncover the woman's head, and put the offering for remembering in her hands, which is the grain offering of jealousy. And the priest shall have in his hand the bitter water that brings a curse. And the priest shall put her under oath and say to the woman, If no man has lain with you, and if you have not gone astray to uncleanness while under your husband's authority, be free from this bitter water that brings a curse. But if you have gone astray while under your husband's authority, and if you have defiled yourself and some man other than your husband has lain with you, then the priest shall put the woman under the oath of the curse, and he shall say to the woman, The Lord make you a curse and an oath among your people, when the Lord makes your thigh rot and your belly swell.
Wow.
And may this water that causes the curse go into your stomach and make your belly swell and your thigh rot. Then the woman shall say, Amen, so be it. Then the priest shall write these curses in a book, and he shall scrape them off into the bitter water. And he shall make the woman drink the bitter water that brings a curse, and the water that brings a curse shall enter her to become bitter. Then the priest shall take the grain offering of jealousy from the woman's hand, shall wave the offering before the Lord, and bring it to the altar. And the priest shall take a handful of the offering as its memorial portion, burn it on the altar, and afterward make the woman drink the water. When he has made her drink the water, then it shall be, if she has defiled herself and behaved unfaithfully toward her husband, that the water that brings a curse will enter her and become bitter, and her belly will swell, her thigh will rot, and the woman will become a curse among her people. But if the woman has not defiled herself and is clean, then she will be free and may conceive children. This is the law of jealousy. When a wife, while under her husband's authority, goes astray and defiles herself, or when the spirit of jealousy comes upon a man and he becomes jealous of his wife, then he shall stand the woman before the Lord, and the priest shall execute all this law upon her. Then the man shall be free from iniquity, but that woman shall bear her guilt.
Wow.
And that's it. Now, that's biblical. That is how to deal with adultery, right?
I do not remember reading that before.
I've read that before, but I didn't remember that it was called the law of jealousy.
Right.
That this is how you find out a liar, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, how else do you find out a liar that nobody has caught? Especially if they're not going to admit it, and there's no way you can prove it. Well, the Lord knows.
Right.
The Lord knows, and he's going to make it so obvious that she's not going to be able to get away from it.
It's interesting because it sounds purely like superstition.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But the Lord did some amazing things through Moses.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
In this case,
through Jacob as well.
Yes. I don't recall ever reading an event in the Bible, an account of a woman actually doing this and then, you know, having that curse come upon her.
Right.
But it was the law of jealousy put in place.
Right.
You know what a society we would have today if we had this kind of stuff in place.
Right. Well, and exactly, because especially with adultery being such a huge problem. I mean, even to the point of where, you know, one pastor said, this was Pastor Matt Hagee. He said, you know, some days are better than others. Some days I'm on top of it. And, you know, I've got all my actions under control. I've got all my words under control. He goes, but then the Lord had to add thoughts.
Yes.
To that. He goes, oh, I was doing so good until the part about the thoughts.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, this is the reason thoughts are included by Jesus himself, is because the thoughts are where your heart is actually at.
That's true.
You know,
very
and,
true.
And if your thoughts are still, you know, positive towards all of these evil things, that means you haven't changed about it.
Right.
It means you haven't truly repented. So long as you're still having, you know, you're still, your mind is still wandering in that direction, it doesn't matter what your actions are. Your heart is still the same as if you were doing it.
Yes.
And that's where
what Jesus said.
That's where true repentance actually comes in, and you must get to the point where even the thought of it is so repulsive to you, it nearly makes you sick.
Yeah.
Because that is where you have rendered your heart exposed to the correction of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Where you are actually corrected by it, where it makes you sick, because it makes the Holy Spirit sick.
Right.
As well. And the comparison there to know about the condition of your heart is thinking about the first time you ever maybe were exposed to any certain sin as a young person or a child, where you were so shocked and appalled by it. And then the more you got used to seeing it, the more it became like nothing. And pretty soon it's no big deal, and it's commonplace to
yes.
you. And so that's where the Lord says you must repent. You must take yourself, you must rend your heart back to the point of where it's absolutely repulsive, and you're recognizing it truly as repulsive the same way he does.
Right.
And so this is why your thoughts are so important. And so I'm bringing that up in according to this adulterous, this account here, because adultery happens in thoughts continually in this era, especially because of all of the everything that we're exposed to.
Influence comes from all directions.
Right.
Yeah.
And just, you know, to keep in mind We are called to purify our hearts. We are called to walk holy like him.
That's right.
And he makes no qualms about saying there are no adulterers going to be allowed into the kingdom.
Right.
Not a single one of them. No liars, no adulterers, no cowards. I mean, we've gone through this list multiple times.
Yeah.
And so we want to bring that to everyone's attention because just like Pastor Matt Hagee said, we're all kind of vulnerable to some of these things, just depending on the day. Some days you've got it under control, and other days it's like you've never read the Bible once.
Right.
And so
and that's why we depend on his grace so much, which are renewed each day.
Well, that and to actually, to do what you must do to make sure that you turn from this. Otherwise you're not truly repenting. If you don't actually turn in your thoughts to where you're disgusted by it and refuse to even look that direction anymore, you haven't repented.
Right.
And so this is what the Lord calls us to. That is the whole point of purifying your heart. And so as you all know, I literally hate the whole thought of adultery. I mean, women, men, obviously it takes both.
Right.
Obviously both are involved in every case of adultery, and it is a truly disgusting problem. And so
it's destructive. It's so destructive.
But then again, so is all sexual immorality, and the Lord pins sexual immorality right along with every other time he quotes a sin that he won't allow into heaven.
Yeah.
It's always included there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for that. That's a very interesting discussion.
Well, praise God.
Fascinating law here that I had completely forgotten about. So interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah, super unusual.
Yes, I'll say. Okay, well, let's go ahead and take a break one more time. Put that scripture out there.
Okay, so that was Numbers chapter 5, verses 11 through 31.
11 through 31. Okay, got it. All right, well, thank you.
Oh, praise God.
Yes, indeed. All right, we'll take a quick break here and come back on the other side with a short segment two. But we've got an audio clip I want to share with you guys. Hopefully you'll find some encouragement in. This is Radio Free Redoubt. The voice of the American Redoubt will return right after this. That's why I'm giving all the glory to God.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Welcome back, Christian Patriots, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Hope you are all having a safe commute and off to a blessed day. A great start for that. Now, we've got an audio clip here. Oh, and thank you guys for your support, $5, $10, $20 a month or $50 a month to help keep us on the air. Go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com, click on the Donate to RFR tab and help support us and join the other patriots that are doing that, and it all adds up. We're very grateful, and we need it. So, Lady Liberty, a lot of cool things going on here. The upsets in these different countries with these elections, with these correct thinking, actually adults that are gaining some of these positions. The left is very nervous.
That's right.
The World Economic Forum types are really upset, but this recent one in the Netherlands.
Yep.
So this clip, why don't you introduce the listeners to what we've got lined up here?
Sure, no problem. Okay, so this is Geert Wilders' statement about the very first thing he is going to do as prime minister, and hooray for that.
Yes.
Good job. Listen to what he has to say.
First thing I will do is not only leave the Netherlands, leave the European Union, but also stop the immigration from Islamic countries, which doesn't mean that the Muslims that are in Holland today should leave. Everybody who is already in my country today and everybody who adheres and confirms its behavior to our constitution, our law, our rule of law, and our civil society is welcome to stay and equal as anybody else. But since my party believes, and millions of people who support us today, that Islam and freedom, Islam and democracy are incompatible, indeed, without saying that all Muslims are bad people, we would want to stop the immigration and the import of more people from Islamic countries. We will do that the same day.
Yep, stop the Muslim invasion.
That is a fantastic, and that yeah. and he said they're going to leave the European Union. That means they're leaving the United Nations. Oh my gosh, yes.
That's just awesome. And you know, Viktor Orban has been defending his country and their culture for a long time and taking a lot of heat for it. They hate the Geert Wilders because of his very similar stance. You know, and he said something very interesting. He said, we're not saying that, you know, the all the Muslims that live here already need to leave. He says, if somebody, you know, wants to, acknowledge our constitution and our laws, then, you know, then that's fine. But what's interesting, though, is you talk to a Muslim and... Sharia law is intended to displace a nation's constitution and its laws.
That's right.
He nailed it. Islam and their constitution is incompatible.
Right. Yeah. And those, well, that whole statement that he made is outstanding. That just almost gives me chills to know that he's out there doing the right thing. And so is Javier Milei.
Yes.
You know, in fact, we're going to save the great news from Argentina till tomorrow because it needs much elaboration and much focus. So we'll keep you guys hanging.
Well, yeah, perfect for Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
That's right.
Yeah, because he's bringing the Wiffle Bats out, and it is just a beautiful thing to see somebody take these globalists to task.
I know. My whole week has been just stellar just because of those two things right there.
Yeah, it's great. All right, guys. Well, pray for Israel and stay tuned tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., right here for the morning commute, and we will continue on and pray for the Republic. God bless.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.